Will the prediction be correct? I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump saying in a Truth Social post that he expects to be arrested Tuesday in the hush money payments probe and is calling for his supporters to protest. The former president describing the investigation as a political witch hunt. The district attorney's office declining to comment. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy posting on Twitter that he plans to investigate the New York City District Attorney's Office.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeted, quote, "Here we go again. An outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA who lets violent criminals walk as he pursues political vengeance against President Trump. I'm directing relevant committees to immediately investigate if federal funds are being used to subvert our democracy."
Fox's Nate Foy. A shooting in Miami causing chaos among students on spring break. Fox's Phil Keating in Miami Beach, Florida.
Two people were shot. Police took them and paramedics to the hospital across the bay. And one of those young men ended up dying. The other one was critical at first, but is now released from the hospital. They did detain one man on the street. And Miami Beach police say they did confiscate four handguns. The city does believe this is an isolated incident.
President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is suing the owner of the computer shop where he left his laptop in 2019.
No comment when it came to the countersuit filed by the president's son, Hunter Biden, against the owner of a computer repair shop where his notorious laptop was allegedly abandoned. So there's that as well. And while departing from the White House for Delaware, the president really had little to say about any family dealings, aside from saying, though, that a report from the House Oversight Committee was not true. In that case, that's regarding a large payout that the Biden family members allegedly received from a deal with a Chinese energy company.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden meeting at a St. Patrick's Day lunch to discuss the debt ceiling. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, both of Irish descent, met for the first time in weeks. Former New York Representative Pete King organized the lunch when he served in Congress. It's now up to the president and the speaker. McCarthy whispered good job to the president after his remarks. This luncheon helped forge the Northern Ireland peace accords in the 1990s. It took years. However, the president and McCarthy don't have that long on the debt ceiling.
A San Francisco committee studying reparations deciding a price on potential payouts. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details.
One of the dozens of recommendations by a city-appointed reparations committee is for payments of $5 million to every eligible black adult and the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens. The committee, tasked with the question of how to atone for centuries of slavery and systemic racism, also suggested guaranteed annual incomes and homes in San Francisco for only a dollar per family. A final committee report is due in June. San Francisco isn't the only city that's making moves on reparations. Evanston, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, became the first U.S. city to fund reparations, and in December, the Boston City Council approved a task force to study that idea.
The federal government is promising to crack down on spam text messages.
The Federal Communications Commission saying new rules will require cell phone carriers to block certain robo-text messages that are highly likely to be illegal. Spam text messages, according to the FCC, are up 500% since 2015, with complaints jumping as well. Companies will also have to block texts from phone numbers that are unlikely to transmit text messages.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.